And in studio, I have Adriana Shodais. I'm pronouncing it right, am I?
Yeah, perfect. Okay.
And she's from Our Lady's Michael School in Darndale. And we're going to talk about Darndale Arts Week. Before we talk about it, in case we miss out on anything, just give us the website or any information you can where people can find out about what's happening.
Okay, yeah. If anybody would like some more information on the details we'll put forward today, you could call 847-6643, and if the phone isn't answered, leave a message. Sharon would be available to get back to you all during this week and during next week when the Arts Week is taking place. But also you can access information on Facebook if you look up the Darndale Belcamp Village Centre Facebook website.
Okay, we get that information at the end as well. Now, Arts Week, but before you came in, you were telling me how much the community and everybody is coming together and the place is looking fantastic. So can you elaborate on everything that's happening in Darndale, apart from the Arts Week? We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you, first of all, Noel, for inviting me in to talk about something very positive that's happening in the Darndale Belcamp area in the coming week, starting on the 3rd, next Monday, and running for the whole week, Monday to Friday. It's, you know, the Darndale Belcamp area has become kind of a hub of activity over the last number of years since I started working in the area over 30 years ago. I must say I've seen it evolve in such a spectacular way over all those years. There's the village centre, the schools, the church, the New Life Centre, Sphere 17, the Discovery Centre, the Golden Years for older people. There's something for everybody in the Darndale Belcamp area. There's the Jigsaw and the preschools and the New Life and the RASP and Dales and all the projects that are running there. But all of them can happen to run independently of each other. And this initiative, which we'll talk about in a minute, is a wonderful way of having everybody work together in a fluid kind of way.
And it sort of reminds me a little bit away of Ballymun to the extent, I mean, Axis, so I often have them on from Axis there and the wonderful work they're doing there as well. But they just seem, as far as the media is concerned, they can't seem to shake off an image that's portrayed in the media. I mean, I find that a lot of people are saying that that's who's guilty of all this. And I think Darndale has suffered the same fate.
I think that's right, and that's why we're so grateful for an opportunity to highlight something so positive. The theme of our Arts Week is renewal, and I think it's a very appropriate theme. The area is constantly evolving and renewing itself, and there are so many positive initiatives happening within the Darndale Belcamp area, and it's very distressing to people who live there and work there to see this consistent negativity in the media, and we're countering it with this, which is a very positive initiative.
Because a lot of people will be looking and saying, oh, wouldn't associate Arts Week with Darndale, and how wrong they are, because they've been doing it for a long time. And some of the agencies that you have in the area, you mentioned, but it runs the gamut from really senior citizens right down to young kids. I mean, Sphere 17 is one example of what you have up there for the young people, which is terrific and doing great work for many years.
Yeah, it seems that we have an agency to cater to all ages and all needs. We have Sphere 17 dealing with, it's kind of an activity hub for the young teens and older teens. We have the New Life Centre, which is attached to the church, which is a community centre. We have the Golden Years now in the village centre for the older people. We have the Jigsaw for and the New Life Centre creche for babies and toddlers. We have the Early Start preschool centre. With schools, which are really the soul centre with the church of the Darndale Belcamp area, and Discovery Centre, where young people can find an alternative path to careers, and the Darndale Belcamp Village Centre, which is the administrative centre, and lots of things happening there as well. And then the Dales and RASP, of course.
I just want to mention as well, good news, because I think it was due to funding that the Mike project ceased there about 2 or 3 years ago, but it's on its way back.
Well, I don't know about being on its way back, but I would love to hear that. Well, what I can say is it was with great regret that we heard of the Mike Project being disbanded only about 2 weeks ago. And I think it's a huge loss to the area because it provided an outlet for the creative talents that are emerging within the community. I have no idea why it was disbanded, but it's probably due to funding. We're very happy to say that a couple of people from the Mike Project have volunteered their time and energy to showcase some of their work and work with a group of children and teens next week during Arts Week to produce a sound workshop. And we're very grateful to them for that. And, you know, they're trying to negotiate their way to the end of that era. And I wish them the best. And I would love to see the Mike Project re-emerge in some form within the area again. I think there's a great need for that kind of creative outlet.
It was a great asset to the communities, no doubt about that, and I'm sure it will make its way back. OK, now we're going to talk about the Arts Week, and it's starting next Monday the 3rd, running for the whole week. So we have a great selection of stuff, I must say, that's on. And if you can talk about what's coming from within, also the volunteers. But then, I don't know if it's the first time, but you have a lot of outside people coming in as well.
We do, Noel. We have the Arts Week. It's our second annual. We're hoping to make it an annual event. And it's the second Arts Week following last year's success. We ran it again. And thanks to some funding from the Minister for Arts and Culture, we've been able to manage to run it a second time. We're planning a week-long immersion in the arts, and within that we'll be running some performances, some workshops and ongoing exhibitions. We're going to showcase activities in across the arts in the areas of music, drama, poetry, art, writing and dance and craft, everything. We're bringing it, all of those crafts, all of those arts within into the community, into the schools, into all of the agencies. Mm-hmm. We're going to have this fluid movement from throughout the community, from the schools to the church, through all the venues, using all the facilities and using all of the resources that we have in the area.
And everything is free, obviously.
Everything is free to the community, and we're really, really hoping to that the community will mobilise and come and attend all of the events, or any or all. There's a whole menu to choose from. We have posters all over the area that detail the activities that are on offer, and we have flyers gone into every home in the Darndale Belcamp area. Mm-hmm. We weren't able to put times on them at the time of print, but a phone call or checking in on the website will give specific times and days for every activity. I would urge the community to get involved because the children in the schools will be getting tasters of everything available, from samba drumming to zumba dancing and meditation, art, storytelling, poetry readings, art workshops and all kinds of things. But the community outside of the school, this is open to parents and grandparents and relatives and everybody, mm-hmm. and all of the agencies within the community. Everybody is invited to attend any of the workshops available. So just have a look at the site and see if anything grabs you, and then follow up with the phone call or by getting onto the website.
Yeah, I'm just looking, you even have something for the preschools with the magic show there. So
that's right.
Everyone is brought into it. There's
and
no
puppetry.
Doubt about that.
We have, you mentioned there, volunteers. We have kind of a three-strand approach, I suppose. We have gifted artists within the community. We're very excited to showcase the talent from within the Darndale Belcamp community. There's so much of it. We'd love to build on that in subsequent years. We'd like people to come forward and announce their talents to us. We've had Carl Sheridan last year perform, and he was he gave a great performance in the church last year, a great concert. This year we have poetry readings from poets within the community. We have an art exhibition in the village centre running all week, and that artwork comes from artists within the community. We have workshops offered by people from within the community who have graduated in the area of arts, coming back to offer their talents to the children in the workshops within mm-hmm. the school, which is really lovely. You know, people mm-hmm. have come through the system and coming back to offer something back. We have a tarot, introduction to tarot and angel cards readings. We have Zumba dancing from a teacher who's qualified from within the area. And we have a talent show that will feature any of the talent and all of the talent that comes forth within the next week will be showcased in a talent competition on the final day of the Arts Week on Friday. But that's the artists from within the community.
Yes, yeah.
We also have volunteers who are coming back to the community following last year's success. We have students from NCAD offering art workshops, including one of our own graduates from Darndale. We have students from St. Pat's and Merino colleges coming to offer workshops in music, featuring Illan pipes, Bowron, fiddle, ukulele and concertina. We'll have painting landscape workshop and a write a play workshop. So there really has to be something there for everybody. Mm-hmm. We have also St. Fintan's Choir coming to sing for the community, and we'd love to see everybody show up for that and for the Garda Band. I'll mention them again at the end, yeah. The community events. And then finally, the outside in part, where thanks to the grant, we have been able to bring in some outside workshops, talents, some skilled artists to share with the children and with the community and with the agencies what they have to offer. Okay. And that includes Peter Sheridan, who you'll remember. Peter, he's going to be coming to, he's the writer and artist and actor and director. He'll be coming to read from his autobiography and to offer a workshop.
I remember just when you were talking about from within the community 2 years ago at Culture Night, we, Neera Femna has been there for that, and one of the poets we had in who did doing some work in the Temple Bar was actually from Darndale. A wonderful, wonderful poet he was. Absolutely. I had him in studio then since after that, but some great talent up there, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and we have a couple have come out of the woodwork in the last week. A couple of poets have arrived up with their books and will be offering their art back to the community and to the children, which is lovely.
It's, it's great.
You know, producing books.
Giving back, giving back.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and from some more, you mentioned the last hour, Peter Sheridan, he's coming. Nice, he's always doing plays and venues. He had
that's in the right.
A little theatre up there now, and you'd be laughing.
In the Viking. Oh, yeah, in Darndale.
Maybe that's on the cards next.
Oh, maybe. Well, nice we I think anything can happen. We're sowing the seeds now for a cultural revolution. We have Peter Sheridan. We're also grateful to initiatives like Poetry Ireland and Heritage Ireland. They offer initiatives to schools whereby we can bring in a poet and they cover half of the cost of expanding poetic awareness in the community. So we'll have some poets and Heritage Ireland artists coming in to read, and we have Afro-era dance, we have, as I said, samba, drumming, we have meditation and mindfulness workshop with art starting on Monday next. So really there is something for everyone.
Well, I'm sure we'll be up there as well. Neera Femna will be up there in the course of the week broadcasting some of the stuff and interviewing some people up there as well.
You're very welcome.
Okay, and it's been opened by Adrian O'Riordan, the Minister of State for Equality. That's on the Monday, yes?
Tuesday at 10:30, and all are welcome. Okay. In the Village Centre foyer, we'll have Aegon O'Riordan opening and we'll have the City Gents Band playing for the community and some nibbles, and that'll be a good kickstart.
Okay, and let's hope it's not like today. But I don't think it'll make any difference. Sure, it's all indoors anyway.
You won't put a damper on this, this week's events.
Now, it's running from Monday the 3rd until Friday. Is it early in the morning till in the evening? It's a full day's event every day?
Mainly follows the school day. Mm-hmm. So it'll be from morning. The variety of events is really, it's so eclectic. It'll be run from 9 to 3 in most cases. But then there are some evening events as well. Mm-hmm. I might highlight a few things that
Of course,
coming up for the community, if that's okay. We have a group called Musing. It's a workshop and introduction to the written word. And they're coming on Monday from 2 to 3:30 in the Village Centre. And that's a performance. I'm curious about that myself because I have no idea what to expect. We have storytellers. We have a couple of events that we would really welcome the community to. One is the St. Fintan's Choir event that'll happen in the church on Thursday at 1 o'clock. So it's kind of a lunchtime concert. We have the Garda Band on Friday at 11 o'clock, 11:15 in the hall, the community hall. We have an art exhibition all week, like I said, in the village centre, and we have a meditation workshop on Monday at 10:30 in the school, and all are welcome to that. Peter Sheridan's performance will happen in the senior school library on Tuesday at 12:30, another lunchtime performance. We'll have the launch of the week's events on Tuesday again at 10:30. In the village centre. And anything else, I suppose, anything that I have missed would be available on the website.
Okay, well, what I have to say to you now, Doreen, is congratulations and to everybody, second year. And it looks like a lot of hard work went into this, and congratulations to yourself. So if you want to thank some of the people as well, I mean, you're welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Okay. I think it was really the brainchild of a particular group of people who got together and then sourced the funding. And I don't think I'll get into naming names,
okay,
but they know who they are,
everybody,
the whole committee who ran. We have a committee to thank for it, but really our main interest is in giving back to the community. Our aim within the school is to foster this and nurture a sense of community within the Darndale Belcamp area, and to counteract and counterbalance the negativity I won't even mention it because it's a positive event. We are very grateful to the community for their support, and we're relying on the community to mobilise again this year and make this happen, because the success of this week completely depends on the response of the community.
Okay, well, thank you for coming in, Tansbert, and I'm sure that, I mean, your ambitions are going to be fulfilled. There's no doubt in my mind that this is going to be an annual event. So we'll have the website and contact details off you again, and I'll give them out again later on.
Thanks very much, Noel. The website, you can access the Facebook website through the Darndale, if you Google Darndale Belcamp Village Centre, and there'll be links to the Community Arts Week on that. And the phone number for making any bookings or for just getting some information on the week from Sharon will be at 01 847 6643, and you can leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Okay, it's been a pleasure meeting you, Doreen, and thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Noel. Look forward to seeing you up there.